Chapter 10, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. By 1985, I was on top of the material world. I had everything a material man could want, except I wasn't happy. I wanted more. I knew that this life was not what I wanted or needed. The big-time music man, promoting men and women for no purpose except the accumulation of paper money. The beautiful wife, the child, and a great pad in New York. I knew there was so much more. I tried to talk to my friends, to Dad, to Lisa, but no one wanted to hear. So I tried to shelf all the thoughts I had and focus on making the money that I thought I needed. When I met Lisa, she was an actress who was playing roles in TV shows such as Charlie's Angels and Chips. She was Miss California. After 7 years of me, she became this material princess that I helped create. I was done with my material stage, but she wanted more. Our relationship was in trouble. So I subconsciously set myself up to destroy myself and her in the material world. I was a coward. I wanted her to leave me so that I could be the victim. I sent Lisa and Margot, who was then 2.5 years old, and the nanny to Marbella in Spain. I would join them in a week. I was hoping that Lisa's friends who lived out there would introduce her to others. That's what her friends did. A week later, the arms dealer, Adnan Khashoggi, was having his 50th birthday party on his yacht, which was docked in Marbella. A who's who of what people used to refer to as Eurotrash flew in to attend. I missed the party, but Lisa was keen we go to the after party the following night, the day I arrived in Spain. At this party, I realized that Lisa was doing what I wished for. She was meeting and greeting others. I was getting what I wanted. Either that or I was making a huge mistake losing her. I wasn't sure, but a lesson was being delivered. I was upset for not knowing, so I took it out on someone. That someone was the party man himself, Mr. Khashoggi. I met Khashoggi and hated him. I was shaking hands with a bomb dealer, and it made me want to throw up. Spiritually, that's what I did. I proceeded to call him a baby killer, kept asking him questions to bait him. I wanted a fight. Sitting in front of me was Miles Copeland Sr., the father of my late friend Ian Copeland, whose brothers are Stewart, the drummer of the Police, and Miles Jr., the manager of the Police and the owner of IRS Records. A musical family from the original U.S. James Bond. Their dad was one of the men who ran the OSS, the forerunner of the biggest U.S. gangster organization of real liars and thieves, the CIA. The other man sitting there was introduced to me as the president of Sudan, who was buying weapons from Khashoggi. In fact, Khashoggi was actually supplying both sides from his boat, the biggest yacht in the dock in Spain, telling each side what the other bought. As I was making an ass of myself insulting yesterday's birthday boy with my wit, Copeland Sr. took me aside and said to me, "Let's talk." I went. I was upset. Upset about Lisa, about coming to this party, the man in front of me who lived a lavish lifestyle by killing people, and a gangster worshipped as a god by providing to his hanger-oners. I was upset about everything. Copeland balanced me. He educated me for a magical 5 hours. I learned so much. I left Lisa to her own devices, caught up with her right before dawn. With Copeland, I just sat and asked questions and got answers. Why he talked to me, I don't know. But talk he did. I came to realize that the people who really ran our nation had a different agenda than what we are led to believe the people who created our rules, our Constitution, and our Bill of Rights had. We were a country that protected property, and now that we were in control of the Western world, we wanted more. We wanted to control the whole world. To do so, we had to throw the rest of the world into chaos. We support dictators to control the people so our banks could come in and sell our products and take the host nation wares for nothing. We give bombs so they stay in power, a balancing act of perpetuating hate and fear with no love and no growth. Crazy. The real leaders of our Cold War only wanted to perpetuate the balance of power as it presently existed. To do that, you instigate war and you arm both sides to ensure that the United States and our partner, the UK, can make sure our economic system rules the world. Mac America with our own Mac Mafia, the CIA. Today, our country leads by coalition. in theory, what the coalition does and what it can become through this thing called democracy. Mr. Copeland was the first to get my mind hung around the truth of geopolitics. Don't blame our leaders. Blame us. All of us. We are the government. It's not them and us, but we.